Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God upon which the devotion is based, we find recorded in the Gospel according to St. Luke, where in chapter 19, beginning at the first verse, we read as follows. So he entered Jericho and was passing through the town. There was a man there called Zacchaeus, who was a chief of the tax gatherers and was wealthy. And he kept trying to see what sort of a man Jesus was, but he could not because of the crowd, because he was short. So he ran on before him and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And as soon as Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Come down quickly, Zacchaeus, for today I must stay at your house." He made haste to climb down and received him joyfully. When they all saw it, they began to complain, saying, "He has gone in to lodge with a man who is a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said unto the Lord, "I give half of my property to the poor, Lord, and if I have defrauded any man of anything, I am restoring it to him fourfold." "Today is salvation come to this house," said Jesus, "since Zacchaeus here is a man of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." This is the text. In the name of Jesus, my dear Christian friends, the historical episode that you just heard read took place on the last journey of our Savior to Jerusalem. He had just healed two blind men, one as he was entering into Jericho and the other as he was leaving. At this time, there was great commotion in Jericho because the people had heard of the miraculous raising from the dead of Lazarus. They had also heard that the Sanhedrin had decided that they wanted to have Jesus killed. And so there was a great deal of excitement as Jesus was now heading toward Jerusalem to celebrate his last Passover. It was also customary, we are told, that villages would turn out to cheer and to welcome the pilgrims who were coming from the north. And so at this particular juncture, there was a great deal of excitement. And one of the individuals, we are told, who also joined this group, which probably lined the crowds on both sides of the street, was the chief of the tax gatherers and collectors, a man who must have had quite a number, maybe 40 tax collectors under his jurisdiction, because the city of Jericho was the center of the balsam trade and was also a terminal for routes going to other parts of Palestine. So it was a place which was very lucrative from the viewpoint of selling the taxes on behalf of the Romans. The scripture which we just read is very interesting because we could classify it as one of those in which we have an interesting account of a conversion of a sinner. We might think of it in the same class as being with the story of the Samaritan woman, her conversion as recorded in John 4, or the conversion of Nicodemus recorded in John 3. And it is an account that we ought to turn to time and time again because it does contain a number of very important and significant lessons which are still applicable now after 1900 years. As we look at this account of the conversion of Zacchaeus, I would first of all like to point out to you that no person is too bad to be saved. Our Lord once said that it would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God. And that's exactly what we have here. A sinner who was bad, who was despised by his people because of his unethical practices and because of his cheating of people of their money, becomes a member of God's people. This is certainly a very comforting lesson for us to know that no person is so bad and is so far gone and is so terrible a sinner that if he repents that his sins will not be forgiven. Here we have a demonstration of the fact of Scripture that with God all things are possible and that with God nothing is impossible. Here we have a demonstration of the statement Isaiah made many years ago when he said, although your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, and though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as snow. Any sinner, even a murderer, can have his sins forgiven, providing that he truly repents of them and turns to Jesus, who has paid for his sins and is willing to receive him and to extend to him his love as well as his kingdom. Every day we know that patients leave doctors' offices with the information that they are suffering from some incurable disease. Every day, the hospitals in our country discharge patients for whom they are unable to do anything. But there is no such a situation in the kingdom of God, because in our spiritual hospital, our Savior has provided a medicine and a healing which can take care of any spiritual terminal disease. That's certainly comforting to us who are going to be pastors, who are pastors, to know that God has given us a message which can completely change the outlook of people and also change their eternal destiny. There are certain facts about this story that we are considering which you have to read between the lines. And having consulted quite a number of commentaries in the last week or so, you will find that scholars who have thought about this pericope, who have written about it, will give you different reasons as to why Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Some claim that he was prompted purely by curiosity. He had heard so much about this man. He was a talk of the town, and as you know, people, we all are very curious. He wanted to see this individual. And if that was the case, this, you might say, very unimportant fact became the determinative one in his life, because it was through it that he then was brought face to face with Jesus. Or others say that by this time, somehow he had heard about the preaching of this Nazarene prophet, and somehow it began to prick his conscience, and he wanted to get closer to this man and maybe even have a conversation with him. So you can find that there are different reasons given as to why Zacchaeus climbed the mulberry tree in order to see Jesus. God works, we might say, in a mysterious ways his wonders to perform. Whether it was curiosity or whether it was repentance, whether it was remorse for what he had done, or whether there was a desire in his heart is immaterial. The great fact of this story is that Zacchaeus was converted, and that reminds us then of of a third truth, namely that Christ's free compassion is extended toward all sinners. It's interesting that this is the only place in the Gospels where we have an account where Jesus himself invites himself into a house. As we look at this very interesting account in the life of our Lord, we notice that it was unasked that Jesus stopped at this mulberry tree and selected this individual of all the people along the path to talk to. Unasked, Jesus says, "I want to go into your house today, Zacchaeus." Unasked, we're told, that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit into the heart of this man so that the status of his life was changed from that of a lost sinner to a member of God's kingdom. If there ever was a soul who was undeserving of salvation, it certainly was Zacchaeus. And that reminds us again of a great Reformation truth that we will again be thinking about, that salvation is freely a gift of God. There is nothing that men have done or that men can do in order to earn their salvation, or at least be prepared for being saved. No, salvation is 100% the gift of God, just as it was here in the case of Zacchaeus. So the only thing we have to tell people is that they need to come just as they are, because everything which needs to be done for them has been done for them. All their sins have been covered. They have been paid by the precious death of Christ upon the cross. Oh, that's a wonderful message that you and I have to announce to the world, that salvation is totally free and is available to all who will be brought to accept it through the work of the Holy Spirit. We also, finally, would like to call your attention to this important lesson, which is certainly also valid today, that when a sinner is converted, he will always give evidence of this faith. We're told that after Zacchaeus became a Christian, which happened that day, that he said to our Lord, "I give half of my property to the poor, Lord, and if I have defrauded any person of anything, I am restoring it to him fourfold." There you have reality in this speech. As a result of this remarkable change which had occurred, he now is going to rectify the wrongs which he has done. And he's even going to go beyond what the law required. And notice also his determination. He says, "I'm going to do this." And so it is a fact of the Christian life and of the Christian religion that when a person has become a true believer, and if he is in right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then his faith is also going to show itself through good works and by good works. Paul says, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." And so a true faith shows itself by works of love. So, my good friends, it has been our privilege this morning to be edified by this word of God. And may we always remember, both for ourselves and also for those people whom we're going to serve, that no sin is so great that it cannot be forgiven. Let us not, in the second place, despise anything which may help a person to be brought into relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ to hear the message, whether it be curiosity or any other reason. And may we always proclaim with all our might the fact that salvation is totally free. Yes, let us remember that, because The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And just as Zacchaeus became a son of Abraham, which means that he was justified by faith, so you and I also can become spiritual sons of Abraham when we have become justified by faith. May God grant to all of us that we will always remain in the saving faith, and that we will also help others to, as instruments, to become spiritual descendants of Abraham, and also by our ministrations to keep them in that status before God. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.